It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, February 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. Transportation officials say I-70 will remain closed in Glenwood Canyon through Thursday. KBNF's Jake Ryan reports.
A rock slide occurred in the canyon early Monday morning and then again Monday evening. Since then, the highway has been closed, and the Colorado Department of Transportation expects it will remain that way until Thursday afternoon. Even then, though, it won't be an end to the congestion. Amy Ford, CDOT's Director of Transportation, says they'll be using a pilot car program at first.
We will be using a pilot car to bring westbound traffic in, and then we will stop them, and then we will turn that pilot car around, and then we will bring eastbound traffic in. There is not the room, given the repairs that we need to make, nor some of the rockfall mitigation that will still be ongoing, for us to safely run head-to-head traffic.
The pilot car will run for several days after the highway reopens, causing delays of 1 to 2 hours as traffic is escorted through the 24-mile-long closure. After that period, the highway will be partially closed, narrowing down to one lane in each direction.
The damages the rocks caused were significant enough that we anticipate that we could have another month or so worth of construction following our pilot car situation.
The current detour suggested by CDOT runs north through Rifle, Craig, and Steamboat Springs. It adds about 3 hours to the trip. Because of the traffic that route now has, they're suggesting another detour that will go south along Highway 50 from Grand Junction to Delta, Montrose, Gunnison, and then Salida. Also, CDOT's new bus service will be affected. The bus staying west line normally runs from Denver to Glenwood Springs, but for the near future will only run to Eagle. The Amtrak California Zephyr route, which runs through Glenwood Springs, is unaffected by the closure. CDOT recommends that anyone relying on the bus staying to get to the Roaring Fork Valley take the train instead. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The 17-year-old accused of shooting and killing a Mesa County Sheriff deputy last week faces new charges. Austin Patrick Holzer faces charges of first-degree murder of a peace officer, first-degree assault, tampering with evidence, failure to register as a sex offender, and other charges. Holzer is being charged as an adult. According to an arrest affidavit, the suspect told police officers he wanted to shoot himself but instead shot a sheriff's deputy at least 3 times during a struggle. In the document, Holzer says he didn't want to go to jail and wanted the deputy to kill him, but also he wanted to kill the officer. Holzer also admitted to an extended drug history that included meth and cocaine, according to the affidavit. Last week, Deputy Derek Greer was shot in Grand Junction while responding to a call of a suspicious male with a gun. The affidavit says he was shot in the face, chest, hand, and vest. Greer later died from his injuries and was laid to rest on Monday. SourceGas has a new owner. Earlier this week, the natural gas company announced Black Hills Energy bought it. And beginning in March, customers will see the Black Hills Energy logo appear next to the SourceGas logo on their bills, according to a release. SourceGas has 429,000 customers in Arkansas, Colorado, Nebraska, and Wyoming. Black Hills Energy says taking over the company means it will now serve more than 1.2 million natural gas and electric utility customers in the Rocky Mountain and Mid-Continent states. The number of trains carrying coal on U.S. railroads has dropped thanks to falling demand and warmer-than-usual winter temperatures. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
Total train traffic during the first week of February was down slightly, just 1.4%, from the same week last year. But the number of train cars carrying coal plummeted by around 30%. Transportation analyst Tony Hatch says railway companies are trying to diversify by transporting new products.
But what's going on here is something that's really not a railroad issue. The railroads are just, along with miners and others, bearing parts of the brunt of this.
Meaning decreased demand for coal, brought on by low natural gas prices, regulations, and slowing growth in Asia. In this same time period, there was also less oil on the rails. Train traffic carrying petroleum and petroleum products was down 16.8%. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
A bill to expand a state program to offer driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants in Colorado will be introduced at the state capitol later this month. As Benta Berkland reports, the heated political topic shows no sign of letting up this session.
Democrats passed the original bill in 2013 when they controlled both legislative chambers. It allows undocumented immigrants who've lived in Colorado for the last 2 years and have paid taxes to get a license if they pay an extra fee.
I want to know when I'm driving that the people driving next to me know the same rules that I do, especially when you come from another country. Road signs might look different.
That's Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont. He's sponsoring a bill that would expand the program to 32 driver's license offices across the state. Right now it operates in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction, and the program has suffered from a lack of funding authority to expand it, so wait times can be up to 2 years.
They deserve the opportunity to show that they are willing to become part of our community, willing to play by the rules.
The Colorado Department of Revenue says it's collected nearly $1.6 million in fees, but lawmakers only authorized the department to spend less than half that amount for the program, which leaves many undocumented immigrants standing in line.
I never had an accident. I'm very careful about it, but I don't want to get into an accident and not having a driver's license to cover myself.
Marvin is a handyman from Greeley. He didn't want to use his last name because he's living in the country illegally. He's originally from Guatemala and says he has to drive for work and has been unable to get a license through the program after trying for a year.
I just put 400 calls to see if I can get an appointment, and it's impossible.
So impossible that the state attorney general, Cynthia Kaufman, is now investigating cases of people hoarding and selling appointment times for prices as high as $1,000. But unless the program is offered more places, it won't change.
To give a driver's license to someone who has come to this country illegally is to give a tacit legal status to their presence. And that is sending a message loud and clear that if you get here, we'll make it okay later on.
And that's why Republicans like Senator Kevin Lundberg from Berthoud strongly oppose expanding it and blocked the spending authority last year. Lundberg says he'd prefer the program go away altogether.
I don't support facilitating the policy with additional offices all over the state.
Department of Revenue figures show that the state has issued nearly 18,000 licenses to undocumented immigrants. Immigrant activists estimate about 150,000 people qualify. Representative Singer says he's hopeful both parties can negotiate this session and find a middle ground to improve access. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.